from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
For Cubs fans, you want to be playing games in September that matter. You want to be heading into the next season with your arrow pointing up.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Actions speak louder than words. Specifically, Jerry Reinsdorf saying, you know what? I don't know any of y'all. And I'm not going to even go through the process. I'm going to pick the guy right now that I want to be the general manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Score.
Russ Dorsey is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. He's on the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. And the long-awaited other shoe has dropped. Pedro Grifol is out. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, hey Russ.
This is something that was long overdue. And I think this is something that I think everybody saw as inevitable. And I think I look at this as a failure from an organizational perspective. But I also look at it as it's easy to say, oh, the team was bad. How can you blame Pedro Grifol? But the thing that I always look at with Pedro Grifol is the White Sox aren't the first team to ever go through a rebuild, right? There are plenty of teams around baseball that have gone through rebuilds and haven't looked this bad, have not had this dark cloud over a clubhouse, over a team, over, you know, all that every day. And it seemed like the longer that Pedro Grifol was the manager, the darker and darker the cloud got for the Chicago White Sox. And something that I will always say was a failure for Pedro Grifol is that there was a disconnect for him in what the role of manager actually was. It was much more than putting names into a lineup card. Much more than that. And I think that's what separates the good managers from the great managers. And in this case, for Pedro Grifol, I think that was the real thing that lost him his job at the end of the day, because you are the person in the organization. You're the figurehead that speaks on a daily basis. And after a while, it can't just be, we got to play better. You know, we got to come out here and compete. Like, that's not enough. And I think trying to pretend that you didn't have a rebuilding team worked to his detriment. So I think for all those reasons, that's how we got here.
What do you want to hear the White Sox say next? Because this is our first real chance. This is Chris Getz's first chance to hire a manager, I think. So what do you want to hear him say?
You know, I hadn't thought about it. I think at what he says right now is less important than what he says, you know, at the end of the season when you're talking about who you want. I guess you can get into a little bit of that now. But if, you know, Charlie Montoyo is going to take over as, you know, the manager for the time being, I don't want to keep hearing about culture because they did that once already with Pedro Grifol. And I think it's a trap that teams fall into of like, we got to change the culture. Obviously, you didn't have a really good culture with the guy that you said was going to come in and change your culture. So, like, I want them to talk about somebody that's going to help develop their young players, the influx of young players that they're going to bring in, somebody that's, you know, a good communicator. Those are the things to me. If I was a fan of this team, like my dad, I think that's something that he wants to hear. If I was somebody in that organization, somebody who can communicate things, you know, and is a good communicator, not only with the front office, but with players, with a coaching staff, I think those things are really important.
Look, I know the answer to the yes or no question. Is this an attractive job? The answer is no, considering every factor when it comes to the White Sox. But is there anything that you think would draw good candidates to it? That pause is damning. That is a damning pause that you just did, Russ Dorsey.
I don't ever lie to y'all, right? I come on here and give y'all the real. I would say the one thing that people are going to look at, they're going to look at the organization and the health of the farm system. They're going to look at the current roster, right? They're going to look at the front office. They're going to look at ownership. And I think that last part is the thing that might keep a really, really good candidate from coming to the Chicago White Sox, outside of the fact that they might not reach the postseason for 5 years, right? I think, though, if I had to find something, I would say that you have an opportunity to work with a young GM that is at least interested
in trying what he's doing
differently. That would probably be my thing. Like, I think you have an opportunity to have a partner as opposed to a boss. And I think that is something that a lot of people would be interested in, because sometimes you get tied with a general manager that's just like, well, you're the guy, but I'm still running things around here.
Yeah,
I think with Chris Getz,
Tony La Russa
has an opportunity.
But you don't, though, Russ. As long as Getz is here, La Russa's the one who's sitting with Jerry. La Russa's the one that's talking with him all the time. La Russa still ones of these delusions of grandiosity. So if you're a man, you come in, and regardless of what Getz tells you, at any point, if La Russa just motions to Jerry that he disagrees, what gets accomplished?
Nothing at that point. And then you're going to hire some minor league manager or something like that. But, like, I honestly don't know what even direction they're going to go in.
Yeah.
So I'm just as curious as you guys.
It's interesting too, Russ, because theoretically you could go successful older manager with Chris Getz. And that way, like, the power dynamic is kind of interesting. And you could have Getz leaning on the experience of a veteran manager to help make the White Sox a better organization. I think that you and Dan are probably right. That doesn't fit the MO of the White Sox, and maybe they're not going to pay what someone like that would command. So then, you know, like example, I'm not saying he's a candidate, and no one's texted anything to me. Like, let's call him Joe Girardi. Like, Joe Girardi is going to come in there with some ideas on how baseball should be done, and he's going to command a big salary because he's done it at the highest level of this game. I think that is a formula that could work, but you have to be willing to pay to let something like that work.
I would agree with you. I think, and this guy currently is managing, but I don't know if he is at the end of the season, only because I think his GM is going to get fired. That's Ron Washington. If Ron Washington was available, that would be the person, right? Like, you're talking about older manager, right? Like, somebody in that vein.
He definitely changed things.
Yeah, he did. But I'm thinking, like, for somebody like Joe Girardi, yeah, is going to be a little bit too rich for them in terms of what they want to pay. But, like, I'm trying to think of guys who are out there available. I don't think Joe Maddon wants this job.
You could text him.
And also, that's going to be a salary thing as well. So, yeah, but I agree with that. I do think the older manager that can come in, has seen a lot of baseball, that is a good communicator, would be a good fit for the White Sox.
Can I?
Or can I? You could go really young guy.
There's a name that has sort of been in the background, and I'm not saying that I know anything for sure.
Anthony John Pierzynski?
No.
Oh.
No. And I don't even know his actual title at the moment, but I would just say keep your eye on Grady Sizemore.
Okay.
And I don't know what it would mean, but he's on the staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what his title is?
I don't have it.
I don't either, because right he was. I know he's tight with Josh Barfield, and Getz is leaning a lot on both Barfield and Bannister. I certainly don't mind him doing the latter, but apparently
that would go to being the young guy. Yeah,
yeah. Sure. So if that fits your like young and hungry, because this would be a young and hungry or old and desperate. I would say that as we're putting together a list, just don't leave Grady Sizemore off of it.
The title is Major League Coach, is what the official title is.
Major League Coach.
I like that title.
That's what it says.
It's a quality title.
Okay, because he's been sort of floating.
I would agree with that. I would think that's a name that would probably be on a short list. But is young enough to like want the experience of managing, young enough to have creative ideas. The front office clearly likes what he does because they brought him in. I wouldn't be shocked if that ended up being a name that's on the short list.
Okay. Yeah, just one. Just put a little check mark next to that one for future consideration.
All right, we're putting a check mark on that. Are we putting a check mark next to Kim Ng's name to be president of baseball operations?
I don't know if you're Kim Ng. If you're going to go from the Miami Marlins to the Chicago White Sox. Well, I know she went to University of Chicago, and I know the title of president of baseball ops would be something that would be attractive.
And she started with the White Sox.
I just think at the end of the day, the headache that you had in Miami is the similar or worse headache here in Chicago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think she's way too smart to come to work for this organization.
That's my thoughts.
I think you're probably right, but I'm trying to figure out ways to help them in any way possible.
I hear you.
If there are smart people around.
That's a great name.
If there are smart people around, I want to talk to them.
I don't know if I think she says no to them.
You're probably right. White Sox. Yeah.
Elsewhere.
All right, Sox.
Elsewhere, Russ. Kyle Schwarber. Last night, was it 3 home runs and 7 RBI, and
just 4 for 4,
just continuing to do what he does. It still amazes me that the Cubs just let him walk.
You know, it's something where you look at it, and if I'm gonna give the Cubs benefit of doubt, I would say they gave Kyle Schwarber every opportunity. And I remember the season, because I was on the beat at that time, after they non-tendered him. And that first time he spoke with the Chicago media after, he said, look, they gave me every chance while I was here to prove what I could do. And I didn't come through on my end of the bargain. So he acknowledged that he wasn't his best self in Chicago. And Kyle's gone on and had a fantastic career since he's left. Right. And I think for him, everything that the Cubs thought he could be, he has become. Like everything that Joe Maddon thought he would be as in that leadoff role, he has become. And so do I blame them for saying, hey, at some point we have to part ways? No. But do I think the potential was going to be there, whether he was on the Chicago Cubs or not? Absolutely.
We got a little bit of breaking news here. ESPN is reporting that the White Sox also dismissed bench coach Charlie Montoya.
So now you've got your answer to the question of why didn't they name a manager? because they fired the bench coach too.
But what? Did they fire him at the same time or did they just fire him?
I don't know. Maybe they said, hey, Charlie, could you be the manager?
And like, hell no.
And he
Please
said,
fire me.
He said, yes, if you pay me a manager salary. And they said, well, how about you just get your stuff and get on out of here?
Breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com
And
today.
This leads back to my road of maybe Ethan Katz wants to be manager. Maybe he wants to try it on and find out if he's capable of being more than a pitching coach.
Keep your eye on Major League Coach.
Major League Coach Grady Sizemore?
Great title.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great title. That's for sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of firings that are going on over there.
Okay.
All right.
You can get out, too.
I'm still here. No, you're not.
I'm also still here. You want to manage?
No.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do I get a raise? No. Then you're fired.
Do you want to manage it all? No, I don't care what you pay me. I'm not managing this. Okay, well could you leave? Yes, gladly. Can I leave? They're like lining up to be fired. Please fire me too.
This is a little odd, Russ.
Then you have to pay me my whole salary.
I'm sitting here with y'all, sending out text messages, but also in my brain trying to figure out what's going on here. It's actually very fun because I'm looking at myself on the screen and I can see myself.
Look at the confused look on your own face to go, what the hell are the White Sox doing? Yeah, that's a question that all of us are trying to answer. Russ, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Real.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys. I hope you are employed next time I talk to you. Y'all might be fired, too.
Hey, you never know.
Absolutely never know.
Things change quickly around here.
Nope. I'm not managing the White Sox. I can tell them that right now. No.
I'd take the job.
Never. You would?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'd take that job.
No.
Then when I get fired at the end of September, then you guys are going to be like, hey, Lawrence, do you want to be our baseball insider? And I'm going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a former manager, and now it's going to cost
you
that much more.
It's going to cost you a lot more money.
That's not a terrible strategy.
Yeah.
Drive up your price a little bit.
You better believe it.
I could probably do as well as Pedro.
There's no way you could do worse.
You can't do worse than 89 and 190 as a manager. That's the bar that you're looking at.
Just that record. My God.
Whew. Do I have to now put out like a statement saying I have not been contacted by the White Sox for their managerial position?
You can.
It's the responsible thing to do, Lawrence.
I think so.
Okay. Let's not say I haven't been contacted by the White Sox. I just haven't been contacted by the White Sox to be their manager.
So why? You sent out a press release.
I'm telling you. They thought Charlie was going to take this job for the same money, and Charlie was like, I'm good. And they were like, great, we're good on you, too. Get out.
And Daryl Van Scowen says third base coach Eddie Rodriguez has also been fired.
Everybody's job is gone. Now, wait.
Do you want to manage?
No. Nope.
Sure. I'll manage. Just got to give you more money. Oh, you're fired. Okay, great.
Ethan Katz going to be this team manager by tonight.
I mean, Southpaw.
LaRusso.
I'd love it if it was Southpaw.
Southpaw's going to be the manager.
You asked for culture change. Hey, Southpaw will be the one to do it.
Finally, a mascot who wears pants.
Right?
Take that, Clark, you exhibitionist. Clark did a nice job catching the Cole Kmet first pitch, though, because he was bringing it. Chicago and Cole Kmet. Not from Lake Barrington. Chicago. What, are you putting your name in the hat?
No, I'm...
Is Parkins going to be the new White Sox manager?
Parkins. I'm going to be vice president. I'm also going to manage the White Sox.
He keeps trending, so I'm guessing that he's in line to be the White Sox manager, too. What?
Say it on the air, Studs, because Dan Hurt. You said it in Dan's ear, and he's dancing, so go ahead and read that.
The Chicago White Sox Twitter just issued a press release. Grady Sizemore named interim White Sox manager.
Way to go, Dan!
Three coaching changes also announced.
Okay.
So joining the Major League coaching staff for the remainder of the season will be Doug Sisson, S-I-S-S-O-N, as bench coach, Justin Jurschel.
Justin Jurschley. My guy. His I got stories about his dad out the wazoo.
Okay, we don't need to hear
his
about
dad is a
his dad.
Loon.
Sorry for butchering his name.
Yep.
Oh, by the way,
he's going to be the third base coach. Mike Gellinger.
Mike. Oh my God.
Is going to be the assistant hitting coach.
Mike Gellinger's still with the Sox.
I love that Mike Gellinger's still with the White Sox.
Mike Gellinger's still here. I had no idea he was still with the organization.
I just got a text from Parkins, and he said, "There's wait, I got. Can I do? I'll do it in Parkins' voice. Too much baseball for me to take the job."
Wait, yes,
he's right.
Manager of a major league team would be too baseball-y.
He's yes. right. He'd be like, guys, why are we playing baseball? Like, we should be talking about football right now.
This team's going to talk more about football.
Season should end in August.
Definitely not past right. Labor Day.
I got to say this again. Breaking news on 670. The Score is presented by BetQL.
Which you heard here first. Dan had this story.
Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Yeah, sometimes when your phone starts blowing up and you're just kind of, you know who's got stuff and who doesn't got stuff.
The news is that Grady Sizemore is now the interim manager, which Dan told you about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before the news became official.
I just said,
I know what you do when you do that thing where you're like, hey, just keep your eye open for blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then blank happens.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new manager and a new bench coach and a new third base coach because no one wanted the job. So they're going to let Grady Sizemore try this thing out. And I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he has some good ideas.
I wish him way more than luck.
I hope that he changes the things that he can change.
Just to square this all up here, Mike Tosar, who is being replaced by Gellinger, has been relieved of his assistant hitting coach duties.
Yeah, because Tosar, like they were trying to, there were already people inside the hitting apparatus, and then he kind of got a job where they had him kind of hanging on. And he was a Pedro guy, so you can get him up out of here too.
This is fantastic.
That's right, Texter. His title is now Major League Manager.
Yes, just the way this all happened. You put out a release.
Hey.
And then you're like, okay, do we put out the release on Pedro? Yeah, all right. Now we have to have meetings. You're like, oh, this guy's fired. Well, I think this guy's also fired. What happened to that guy? Oh, he's fired. And
does anyone want the job?
Have we put out another release yet? No, we have not.
I appreciate Grady Sizemore wanting the job.
Okay.
And good luck to you. Because, bleep, you're going to need it.
Brad, what are you going to do?
Oh, apparently a lot of these dudes got fired. I cannot wait for someone like Daryl Van Scowen to do the reporting on this. I can't wait. I can't wait for the, hey, man, weren't you in line to be the manager? What happened?
What's the war movie where they don't, all of the people leading the platoon keep getting killed? And by the time we're halfway through the movie, it's like a corporal who's the highest ranking officer in the platoon.
Is it Full Metal Jacket?
Is it Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah. Joker ends up leading the platoon by the end of it.
And they're just like, oh, who's the commanding officer?
Who's in charge?
Right, who's in charge? And it ends up being somebody who had just come out of boot camp. And it's like, oh, I guess I'm the only one left with an extra stripe. I guess I'm in charge. That's what this feels like. We're just standing around. Everybody's a bloody
hey,
mess.
Man, sometimes you gotta make choices. And if these guys ended up standing on business and not taking a promotion because they weren't going to get paid for the promotion, I understand and I respect that. I also respect Grady Sizemore being like, oh, there's a leadership vacuum here, and I can step into this void and get an opportunity that I was not expecting to get at this point.
Our boss, Mitch Rosen, came in to inform us that we did not have a special Grady Sizemore bump with the big voice guy prepared.
Yeah. You would have had to go like deep
really
down the well.
Yeah,
like,
sleep
that's
on that.
That's deep.
Here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing they had Charlie Montoyo. I'm guessing they had Ethan Katz, right? That's probably as far as they went with having Rick Pardee do the...
That's as far as you'd want to go down the line, you right? think?
Or Tony La Russa, right? Or
Don... Studs and I were discussing that. Like...
Or Don Cooper again. What? Or AJ Pruszynski. They probably had AJ loaded up.
Breaking news. The White Sox have fired Pedro Grifol. Ethan Katz has been named interim manager.
They probably had AJ in there somewhere.
Southpaw.
But no one, like even Mitch, he's Mr. White Sox. Even Mitch is like, who the bleep is Grady Sizemore? Rick Pardee's like, Grady Sizemore? There's no chance he's going to get the job. I'm not reading this out of sheer principle.
I don't care how much you pay me. This crosses a line. This is a bridge too far for Rick Pardee.
Good for Rick Pardee.
Having some standards.
That's right.
Set some boundaries.
And Captain Variance, both this week.
Thanks to all the folks say also happens in Aliens when Corporal Hicks is the last guy in charge.
And Starship Troopers.
That's right. That it always ends, everybody else gets killed by the bugs on Klendathu.
And right? Johnny Rico ends up being in charge. Rico goes roughnecks.
Johnny Rico goes from private to leading the platoon in about 3 days.
In about 3 days.
And my favorite thing is that movie literally has a circular firing squad in it.
It does.
And like they're all shooting. They're surrounding one of the bugs in a circle, shooting automatic weapons. And apparently every single bullet that they're shooting is not only hitting the alien.
It's a big alien.
It's being absorbed by it so it doesn't go through the alien and they don't kill everybody else.
The mobile infantry does not miss, Dan.
I know, but even it's an exoskeleton. The bullet's going to go through. Those are armor-piercing bullets.
As we learned in the movie, the mobile infantry, not that bright.
That's true. They're not all that bright. And like when they're in basic training, they kill each other accidentally. Because that happens every once in a while.
Shout out to Desi, though. That's what's up.
Baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I think the White Sox use the savings calculator to figure out that they're going to hire Grady Sizemore as interim coach.
Wait, what about him? Oh, fire him too. What a hit. Fired. You're all fired. Or Grady Sizemore came in there and said, yeah, I'll manage. You got to fire his dumb ass. You got to fire his dumb ass. You got to fire all these MFers, and then I'll manage your stupid ass team.
Well,
and then there's in the back, there's Tony LaRusso. Tony?
Is that a
really
question?
To be fair, he was the gibbering old person that you were talking about, right? Not yes. Jerry?
No.
Okay, because you didn't make that clear. I understood, but there were people who were wondering.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah. He's still in charge. He's still there.
Now I'm kind of mad because I feel like I wasn't far from being asked to be the manager. See, if I hadn't renounced my White Soxdom, I would have gotten a call before Grady Sizemore.
And no, 630, they haven't fired Campfire Milkshake.
Oh, that's their MVP.
Well, they do fire it, actually. They do.
They set it on fire.
Yeah, they torch the marshmallows.
The Campfire Milkshake is bringing people to the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Kalees.
They should name Campfire Milkshake the interim manager.
They should name it after Kalees.
Kalees for president, damn it.
You damn right. Of anything she wants to be president of.
Are we sticking with this or are we getting to your Shane Waldron stuff?
I think that we should probably stick with this at least until noon.
Because everybody's still getting fired. By the time we get back, we'll tell you who else gets fired.
Yeah, we'll take a break and then we'll reset this thing because this is wild and not unprecedented for your Chicago White Sox.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Okay, it's time for the easiest part of any coach's job, the cuts. Now, while I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you. Wendell is cut. Rudy is cut. Janie, you're gone. Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you. Congratulations! The rest of you made the team! Except you.
Apparently that's what's going on in the hallways of 35th and Shields at Guaranteed Rate Field right now, is a bunch of coaches are all getting fired in sort of piecemeal fashion, I guess. Because, again, they put out a press release, and they said that Pedro Grifol was fired. They didn't say anything else. And now they're saying that Grady Sizemore goes from major league coach to interim major league manager. And they're moving everybody else around. And
Charlie Montoyo has been fired.
Who's the third base coach? Eddie
Rodriguez.
And you're not going to work here anymore.
And then Tosar.
Tosar fired.
It does feel like they went down the line and they said, you want the job?
Nope.
Sure don't.
Can I leave now?
What does it say if the White Sox, because I know that they're getting ready to start their new network and the White Sox coverage on it, I think is going to be great. What does it say that you could have just hired your post-game show as the coaches of the White Sox and you would have had a better staff?
You'd be in a better position. Yep.
Here's what I got. Okay. Hear me out. Okay. Ozzie Guillen's your manager.
Okay.
Right? Frank Thomas is your hitting coach. Gordon Beckham is your infield coach, your third base coach. And Scott Posednik is teaching your outfielders.
Mm.
You'd feel better.
Probably. But that's saying more about sort of, I mean, I don't know how hard any of those people want to work, obviously. I don't think they necessarily
They work really hard. How dare you?
There's also this piece of news from Bears practice, according to The Score's Chris Emma.
Oh, no.
What?
See,
I didn't say it was bad news. I just said it was news.
Here's the thing. If it were a good thing, you would have just said, Caleb threw a 60-yard pass to DJ Moore.
Well, first of all, apparently the offense was horrible today.
They're struggling.
But this piece, Ryan Bates walked off the practice field alongside head athletic trainer Andre Tucker. Ryan Bates was in at right guard for Nate Davis.
So my oh no was warranted.
Yeah, it was.
Nate's finally got the Bears right where he wants them.
Nate's like, hell yeah, get your ass off the field while he sips on a pina colada. Sitting in a lounge chair. Hat tilted down over his eyes. How you feeling, Ryan? Okay, that's what I thought. Sure thing.
You're describing Stanley from The Office when they're in Florida for those that run of episodes, and he's just like in the Tommy Bahama shirt the whole time.
Nate Davis just walked over to Ryan Poles and says, no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Okay, so that's not great. No. This has been quite the interesting day today.
As that's the, one of the coolest things about this job is you get into this thing and you lift off and you never know where it's going to land.
We had a whole plan for today.
Well, sure, that's what we got to do. But now we have a different plan, and that is to figure out what the White Sox are. Is Chris Getz talking now?
He is. I saw the Zoom populate with all the people.
We have 4 minutes of Chris Getz right now. This was his opening statement on his Zoom call with reporters.
This morning, had some very tough conversations, you know, starting with Pedro, dismissing him as our manager. You know, I do want to start with commending Pedro. You know, he's I want to commend him for his professionalism, for his care, for his passion for this game and for the White Sox and how much he put into this. You know, he is a friend of mine. He was a supporter, which certainly made this decision that much more difficult because of the amount of respect that I have for him. Now, you know, getting to the decision to move on from Pedro, there were a myriad of factors that went into it. You look at, the 2023 season, the 2024 season, winning projections, win-loss projections, and how dramatically below we were in the win column. Obviously, there's a long list of reasons that go into shortcomings. You look at a roster, you look at a chemistry of a team, just the makeup of a clubhouse, a 40-man roster. It is much deeper than simply a manager's decisions. With that being said, there was underperformance, and it's now our job to turn the page and move forward and create an environment for the players that we currently have on this roster and for the younger players that are going to be breaking into the big leagues here shortly, and finish this season with more positives than we've had so far. We're determined to do that. With these changes is an opportunity to get this organization, back on track. So although a hard day, because because of the caring individuals that were let go, it's also a step in a new direction. Getting this season to the finish line in a more positive manner, this allows us to get more of a head start on the managerial search. We are focused on candidates that are currently with other organizations and in uniform. So that search will begin now. And in the meantime, we will have Grady Sizemore as our interim manager. We will have Justin Jerschle come up from our AAA Charlotte team and coach third base and handle the infield duties. We have Doug Sisson that will be a co-bench coach. And next to him will be a co-bench coach in Drew Butera. And we will have Mike Gellinger fill in for Mike Tozar to assist on the hitting front. These are individuals that, represent what the White Sox are all about. They care for the game. They're deeply respected by the players, and they are about the right things on the field. They know what right looks like. The Doug Sisson and Drew Butera are going to help Grady along with the rest of the staff, along with myself. But we are very confident that the environment will be advantageous for our players to show up each day and you know, finish as strong as they can, so we can go into the offseason feeling like we've built some momentum for next year.
Then why now? If this was so needed and so important, why did you wait until August?
I also thought it was kind of interesting that he eliminated people who aren't in uniform. Did
Yeah, and I've never heard of co-bench coaches.
That's odd. I don't know if I'm Grady, if I like that.
I don't know. I don't know if I like any. I mean, it's the White Sox, so you can't really like any of it. But apparently Doug Sisson is a bit of the old-fashioned baseball red ass.
Sure.
From what I'm told.
It's fine. It's whatever. Like, whatever.
Right. Tony La Russa is still in charge. So, whatever.
Probably.
Yeah, unless you tell me La Russa's out.
Try some stuff.
Okay.
You get to try some stuff. You get to see if Grady Sizemore is any good at is he ready for a jump to something more spectacular. He gets an opportunity to manage. I appreciate someone who wants to take on that challenge, especially this particular challenge. But it's odd. It's okay. really odd.
I'm not sure I really get what they're doing.
I felt better, and then now I don't feel good.
Why do you not feel as good now?
Well, you do the right thing in firing Pedro Grifol, and I get it. You're firing him for cause, like, for real. Like, he's not good at what he does. But it seems like there wasn't a great plan or execution of plan for a successor. Like you said earlier, there probably should have been that all of that should have been in one release. Like, you don't fire the top guys and then the lieutenants. You fire all of them together if you're firing the top guy. And then you could say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to introduce Grady Sizemore at 11:30 during this thing that we're going to do with Chris Getz. I would also say, and this is just something that if I were to be working for the White Sox, that I would offer, Chris Getz needs some classes on speaking publicly.
He doesn't feel
confident when I hear him talk.
Because he's not in charge. That's why.
I get that. That can be worked on. That's something that he needs to work on.
Be better at pretending that he's in charge?
Be better at presenting whatever messaging the White Sox would like.
The Sox used to have the opposite problem. They had Kenny saying he was in charge. They had Rick saying he was in charge, and everybody thought they were.
Rick wasn't really just saying he was in charge. He was just in charge.
Right, but Kenny then would come out and say, well, Rick's not allowed to talk to the owner. He hasn't graduated to that position yet. Like, oh, really? What?
Yeah, but both of those guys could talk.
Yes, they were better at talking. Indeed. And I know it's accepted now, but he lost me at myriad of.
That's your anger at that old teacher that you yelled at last
No, that
week.
Was Spanish. Myriad reasons.
Same thing.
Myriad reasons.
So Chris Getz is still going, and he has laid out criteria, sort of, for who the next manager, who they'll be eyeing in terms of candidates. So we could talk about that.
All right.
Coming
so
up.
So no high noon today. We'll hear more from Chris Getz. Everyone's been fired, and now Grady Sizemore is the manager of the White Sox. We'll keep discussing on the score.
Go White Sox.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Well, if you're just joining us, got a lot on which to catch you up. The White Sox have pretty much cleaned house among their coaching staff. They promoted some people, and they've got two bench coaches now. They're calling people up from AAA. This has been their guy. Justin Gerschle has been the it guy. He was sort of a wunderkind manager in his mid-20s and was considered one of the dudes, and I think he didn't get caught up in some of the crossfire that was going on with all the ugly things that happened with Wes Helms and Omar Vizquel. He survived some of that stuff. And he's still considered to be a hot managerial prospect who is now not a co-bench coach, but he's a major league coach of some kind.
Yeah, he takes over Grady Sizemore's role of major league coach. Grady Sizemore is now the manager of the White Sox.
Interim.
The interim manager of the White Sox. And it looks like he's just going to be the interim.
Well, let's listen to what Chris Getz said on what the plan is managerially for now and what's next.
We do plan on targeting individuals for the manager position that are in other organizations, but yet in uniform. So the expectation is to hire someone outside of the White Sox.
Okay, he talks.
Do we need to play it again?
Yes. Syntax is bizarre.
We do plan on targeting individuals for the manager position that are in other organizations, but yet in uniform. So the expectation is to hire someone outside of the White Sox.
Just think about what you want to say before you say it.
He could have just said, we are looking outside this organization to find our next manager.
Yeah, why would you have to say in uniform? Like, duh.
Right.
And wouldn't that be anybody that you want?
Well,
like somebody who is in the role currently?
What I took from it was, if you were thinking, if you had a list, and the list included Joe Maddon, Joe Girardi, AJ Pierzynski, those guys are out. He's talking specifically guys that are coaching or managing right now.
Okay.
In other organizations.
That's a great point of clarification.
I'm just guessing.
Right. No, that does make sense, though.
But we're dealing with the White Sox here.
Which is who typically don't make sense.
But I would caution and say you should probably talk to anyone who's willing to talk to you about your managerial job.
That's the problem. They're already eliminating people without having started the search properly.
I don't get it. Everything they do is backwards.
Very weird way to go about this.
Everything they do is backwards. And did anyone ask what is Tony La Russa doing now as part of this search and part of the recommendations and part of the process or whatever committee you have involved? And how involved is he? Is Tony La Russa going to sit in on these interviews?
I don't know, Dan. I'm not in the Zoom.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think we know the answer is probably yes, right? We got it just based on his involvement still being a thing, right?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. Yes. Yes.
He's saying more.
Yes,
Chris Getz, I am following many of the tweets here. Vinny Duber says, Getz said someone with a long managing resume could be valuable, but says he's open-minded to hiring someone without major league managerial experience.
Okay.
He cited adaptability and confidence as good qualities.
Maybe they're adapting their message as they give it.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm just like, spitballing here.
Yeah, now that you ask me that question, I don't know, sure.
Look, any port in a storm when it comes to the White Sox and trying to figure out good things with them, if in the middle of this you said something that felt absolute and you're like, I really didn't want it to be absolute, if you want to course correct in the middle of the press conference, so be it. I would prefer that you have all of the ducks in a row before you crack a microphone. And maybe you rehearse it a little bit. Maybe you talk with some people and go, hey, what type of questions might they ask me at this press conference? And you're ready for it?
Oh, that would be something that a major league team would do. Can't expect that here. Carmen Vitale is going to join us.
She's going to set the show right because we're just going to get back to talking about Bears.
Bears and NFC North. Who's the Vikings quarterback and why are the Lions punching people and having to pay fines?
They're not the only people that are punching people. There's all sorts of teams. They're punching each other.
All right. Carmy V is next on the Burstein and Holmes Show on The Score.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Well, if you're just joining us, got a lot on which to catch you up. The White Sox have pretty much cleaned house among their coaching staff. They promoted some people, and they've got two bench coaches now. They're calling people up from AAA. This has been the guy. Justin Gerschle has been the it guy. He was sort of a wunderkind manager in his mid-20s and was considered one of the dudes, and I think he didn't get caught up in some of the crossfire that was going on with all the ugly things that happened with Wes Helms and Omar Vizquel. He survived some of that stuff, and he's still considered to be a hot managerial prospect who is now not a co-bench coach, but he's a major league coach of some kind.
Yeah, he takes over Grady Sizemore's role of major league coach. Grady Sizemore is now the manager of the White Sox.
The interim
manager of the White Sox, and it looks like he's just going to be the interim.
Well,
manager.
Let's listen to what Chris Getz said on what the plan is managerially for now and what's next.
We do plan on targeting individuals for the manager position that are in other organizations, but yet in uniform. So the expectation is to hire someone outside of the White Sox.
Okay, He talks.
Do we need to play it again?
Yes.
His syntax is bizarre.
We do plan on targeting individuals for the manager position that are in other organizations, but yet in uniform. So the expectation is to hire someone outside of the White Sox.
Just think about what you want to say before you say it.
He could have just said, we are looking outside this organization to find our next manager.
Yeah, why would you have to say in uniform? Like, duh.
Right,
and wouldn't that be anybody that you want?
Well,
somebody who is in the role currently.
What I took from it was, if you were thinking, if you had a list, and the list included Joe Maddon, Joe Girardi, AJ Pierzynski, those guys are out. He's talking specifically guys that are coaching or managing right now.
Okay,
other organizations.
That's a great point of clarification.
I'm just guessing.
Right. No, that does make sense, though.
Right, but we're dealing with the White Sox here.
Which typically don't make sense.
But I would caution and say you should probably talk to anyone who's willing to talk to you about your managerial job.
That's the problem. They're already eliminating people without having started the search properly.
I don't get it. Everything they do is backwards.
It's a very weird way to go about this.
Everything they do is backwards. And did anyone ask what is Tony La Russa doing now as part of this search and part of the recommendations and part of the process or whatever committee you have involved? And how involved is he? Is Tony La Russa going to sit in on these interviews?
I don't know, Dan. I'm not in the Zoom.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think we know the answer is probably yes, right? We got just based on his involvement still being a thing, right?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes, yes, yes.
He's saying more. I am following many of the tweets here. Vinny Duber says, Getz said someone with a long managing resume could be valuable, but says he's open-minded to hiring someone without major league managerial experience.
Okay.
He cited adaptability and confidence as good qualities.
Maybe they're adapting their message as they give it.
That's what it sounds like to me.
He's just spitballing here.
Yeah, now that you ask me that question, I don't know, sure.
Look, any port in a storm when it comes to the White Sox and trying to figure out good things with them,
mm-hmm.
if in the middle of this you said something that felt absolute and you're like, I really didn't want it to be absolute, if you want to course correct in the middle of the press conference, so be it. I would prefer that you have all of the ducks in a row before you crack a microphone, and maybe you rehearse it a little bit. Maybe you talk with some people and go, hey, what type of questions might they ask me at this press conference? And you ready for it?
Oh, that would be something that a major league team would do. Can't expect that here. Carmen Vitale is going to join us.
She's going to set the show right because we're just going to get back to talking about Bears.
Bears and NFC North. Who's the Vikings quarterback and why are the Lions punching people and having to pay fines?
They're not the only people that are punching people. There's all sorts of teams. They're punching each other.
All right. Carmy V is next on the Bernstein and Holmes Show on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.